Mata jis. The translation, word to word translation. Atmanam himself. Kanyaya by Kalakanya. Grastam being embraced. Panchalan panchala. Aridushitan infected by the enemies. Duranta insurmountable. Chintam anxiety. Apanna, having obtained. Na, not. Lebhe, achieved. Tat, of that. Pratikriyam, counteraction. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation is as follows. When King Puranjana saw that all his family members, relatives, followers, servants, secretaries and everyone else had turned against him, he certainly became very anxious. But he could not counteract the situation because he was thoroughly overwhelmed by Kalakanya. Purport. When a person becomes weak from the attack of old age, the family members, servants and secretaries do not care for him. He is then unable to counteract this. Thus he becomes more and more anxious and laments his frightful condition. The translation, you please repeat after me. This is the divine instructions in the Srimad Bhagavatam. When King Puranjana saw that all his family members, relatives, followers, servants, secretaries, and everyone else had turned against him, he certainly became very anxious. But he could not counteract the situation because he was thoroughly overwhelmed by Kalakanya. Om Adhyanam Trimirandasya Jnanam Janashalakaya Chakshurun Militam Ena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bishtam Stapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadanti Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Ragunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namustute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Kuroti Vachalam Pangum Langayati Grim Yat Patham Desri Guru Dinatayana. Hare Krishna. Since last 10 days I am here in Radha Ras Bihari temple, and here the very good infrastructure is there. I can say this is the one of the best temple in the whole world. The Bhaktivedanta library, where we can go and study. And as I was honoring Prasadam, the Brahmachari Ashram, I was having some kind of feelings in my heart that Srila Prabhupada is nicely feeding me and I am not rendering any services for the Lord here. So Asim Krishna Prabhu yesterday told me in the night that Prabhuji, can you please give Srimad Bhagavatam class? So as in a rendering service for at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, I'll try my level best to render best service to the best of my capacity. And because as I told by the and Asim Krishna Prabhu, and actually I am not qualified to give class on Srimad Bhagavatam in the assembly of all the devotees, and my before narrating on the Srimad Bhagavatam I am seeking blessings of all the senior Vaishnavas, all the devotees, especially His Grace Brajhari Prabhu, Mukunda Madhav Prabhu, and all the devotees. Here we can see in this Srimad Bhagavatam that starting from Vena, the King Vena, he was so cruel. Even in his childhood, when he was a child, he was mercifully, mercilessly, he was killing all of his playmates. He was directly killing all of his playmates. And then, and when he became the Sisi Radha Ras Bihari Bhagwan ki jai, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai, Gaunitai ki jai. And the king, Vena, when he became the king, he stopped all the yajna sacrifices and he broke all the Vedic principles, and all the sages, they are very very powerful sages, and just by uttering the mantras, they killed Vena. And because there is a need of the leader in the society, just by churning the dead body of Vena, they produce this King Prithu and Archie, they appeared just by churning the body of King Vena. And King Prithu, he was a very noble king and he was an idol king. And he, when he was ruling, the all were happy. All the citizens in the Prithu's dynasty, they all were happy. And he, because as a duty-bound king, because it is his duty to protect the citizens. So when Mother Earth, she was not producing the food grains and other things, and then he, the Prithu, that time he takes an action against Earth for the protection of the starving citizens. And then Earth surrenders, and then Prithu, he initiates yajna, that he initiates 100 horse sacrifices. And this Indra, he could not tolerate the, because he was afraid of his seat. So then Lord Vishnu appears in the sacrifice and requests him to not to complete the 100 horse sacrifices. Then this Indra falls at Prithu's lotus feet, and then being a Vaishnava, King Prithu embraces this King Indra, and then Prithu instructs all of his citizens to follow Varnashrama Dharma for the pleasure of the Lord. Daivi Varnashrama, that means. So king, he instructs all of, it is the duty of the leader to instruct all of his citizens to follow the Vedic principles. Otherwise, without the Vedic principles, one cannot live very happily, peacefully in this life. So one should live very Krishna conscious life. So for the pleasure of the Lord, he instructed all of his citizens to follow Varnashrama Dharma. And then four Kumaras, they appear, they arrive, and they advise his King Prithu to serve the Lord, to serve Lord Krishna to the heart, from the heart, from the deep of his heart. And this is how you can overcome all material desires. That is what he was instructed by four Kumaras. And King Prithu, he offers his entire kingdom as Guru Dakshina. He is offering entire kingdom as Guru Dakshina to four Kumaras. And he gives up the home and kingdom and everything. And in this way, he attains the spiritual world. Spiritual world, Vaikuntha. And then, King Prithu, at the time of giving up his body, he performs Ashtanga Yoga. And he meditates. He engages his mind on the lotus feet of the Lord. And he attains Vaikuntha along with his wife, Archi. Then the Prachetas, they born in the dynasty of Prithu, leave home to perform austerities. And then Lord Shiva teaches them the mantra to please Krishna. And Bhakti Devi, being pleased by the austerities of all the Prachetas. So Narad Muni, the Bhakti Devi blesses these Prachetas to get the association of the pure devotees of the Lord. And then Narad Munis, they get the blessings of Narad Muni also. And then these Prachetas are instructed by the this King Prachini Bharishat, the father of the Prachetas. He was, when they were performing the austerities, Narad Muni narrating this allegory of King Puranjana to King Prachini Bharishat. So, and at the end of Puranjana's life, the Chandavega, time personified, plunders the city of King Puranjana. A snake with five hoods. The snake with five hoods means the king's life heirs defends the city. And now the in the 28th chapter of this fourth canto, as Puranjana leaves his body, he thinks of his wife, and thus he takes a female birth as the daughter of King of Vidarbha. So this is how Puranjana becomes a woman in the next life. So the main focus of this chapter, the 28th chapter, is the King Puranjana becomes a woman in the next life. So it, as it is said it in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in Bhagavad Gita also, the yam yam vapi smaram bhavam tejyante te kalevaram tam tame vaiti kaunteya sadatad bhava bhavita. At the time of death, whatever is the state of one's mind, one attains the next body. So if one thinks of a dog, it is certain in the next life he'll become a dog. So, and the verse, the today's verse is that Atmanam Kanyaya Gristam Panchalan Ari Dushitan Duranta Chintam Apanno Na Lebe Tat Pratikriyam. So when King Puranjana saw that all his family members, relatives, followers, servants, secretaries and everyone else had turned against him, he certainly became very anxious. But he could not counteract the situation because he was thoroughly overwhelmed by Kalakanya. So generally, not in case of devotees, because the devotees, they are practicing Krishna consciousness, and after giving up the body, they know the goal of their life. So as the devotees, when they become, the more and more they become old, their gravity also increases, and they become advanced in Krishna consciousness. They become more advanced in Krishna consciousness. As they grow old, they become advanced in Krishna consciousness also, because they are practicing Krishna consciousness throughout their life. So, and they know their the goal of their life, that to attain Krishna and to serve Krishna. So that is the goal of their life. And as they become more older, the many people are taking shelter of their lotus feet. They want to worship him. They are doing the abhishek of their lotus feet. So if someone is becoming old in Krishna consciousness, that is the glory actually. So he is using his body, this whole body, in the service of Krishna. The Vaishnava's body is very, very valuable. Vaishnava's body is not like the karmi, the materialistic person's body. So when one is engaged in the service of Krishna, that is very, very glorious. Unlike the materialistic person. On the other hand, now I can remember that when I was doing with many devotees for pilgrimage to Mayapur and Vrindavan, there are some pujaris. They are very, very old in their temple, and they are just doing pujari service in their temple since so many years, 30, 40, 50 years throughout their life, until they become very old. And they are doing daily, they are doing the same service. So who is doing that puja? Who is offering that ghee lamp? Who is offering that incense? So they are constantly doing the same service repeatedly, day after day, year after years, and till they become very old. And they are not going anywhere else doing the same, because they are getting some taste in their service. So this is what is required actually. So the one who is rendering service unto Krishna, he still remain young in Krishna consciousness. Even 70-year-old or 85 or 80-year-old person is practicing Krishna consciousness and is rendering service unto Krishna, he still remains young. So on the spiritual platform, this old age is referred to the material body. And another thing is that we can understand that we have this material body and we have this material conditionings. For the neophyte devotees like me, it is very difficult to counteract the allurements of Maya, illusion. So one fall victim to the allurement of Maya. Even for the practicing devotee, so for that the process is given, the perfect process of Krishna consciousness is given. It is by the causeless mercy of Srila Prabhupada that we know the solution for the problems. So the manmana bhava mad bhakto madhya jimam namaskuru, that always we should constantly think of Krishna, engaging the mind in the service of Krishna and engaging the body and senses in the service of Krishna. That is the solution actually. But on the other hand, one who is not practicing Krishna consciousness, for him the problems of this Yavana Raj, the problem of daughter of time, Kalakanya, Prajwara, brother of Yavana Raj, and Chandavega, all these problems are there for the materialistic person. So now as we have this material body, the conditionings are there, but the process is given that we should spiritualize our materialistic conditions, that we can understand from Srimad Bhagavatam, where Prabhupada is narrating about Krishnadas, Kaviraj Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Srila Sanatan Goswami. Even in their old age, even in their very old age, like 70, 80s of their age, even in their old age, the Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, so beautifully he was narrating Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they have given very, very valuable literatures. So we can understand the devotees of the Lord, their because they are the devotees of the Lord, and because they are rendering service unto the Lord, and when they are, their actions are for the pleasure of Krishna and his devotees, they can contribute very valuable principles for the society. So and they can, their body is spiritualized. They are no more having the material bodies. Similarly, following their footsteps, we can spiritualize our bodies. Not that we should not think that we have this material body, we have this material condition, that is for the big acharyas. No. So how to spiritualize our material conditionings and material body and mind and senses? By constantly engaging our all mind and senses in the service of Krishna. So there are different narrations in the scriptures about different devotees. Like we can see Bilwa Mangala Thakura. So when he was a practicing devotee one time, and he disregarded the good instruction of his wife, and he is crossing the river by catching hold of a corpse, and he, despite of there is a storm in the river, and despite of there is a very heavy rain, he crosses the river and he reaches that prostitute's house, Chintamani, and the gates were closed, it was bolted from inside, and at that time he was calling out the prostitute, but she could not hear because of the heavy rain and all. Then catching hold of a rope, he is climbing up the wall, very tall steep wall, and when he reaches up to the top of that wall, he could understand that this is none other than the snake. This is not the rope, this is not just the ordinary rope, but this is actually the snake. And then he jumps off on the other side of the wall, and then Chintamani could realize that someone is there outside, he's fallen outside, and she came run over there, and she was nursing him. And at that time the Chintamani, she was giving him very beautiful, valuable higher instructions of the value of human form of life, that human form of life is not meant for sense gratification. And here Prabhupada says that the more one enjoys sex life in youth, the old age appears very quickly. So, and he has to suffer in his old age more. The more one engages in sense gratification, and in his old age, he has to suffer more and more like this. So the sense gratification and the spiritual life, Krishna consciousness, both go ill together. So before, because at the time of death, one cannot, it is very difficult to remember Krishna. As the devotees, we can understand the ultimate goal of our life is to go back home, back to Godhead, to go to Krishna, Goloka. So if you are not able to remember Krishna at the time of death, and if we are thinking of a woman at the time of death, then it is for certain that in the next life we are going to get a body of a woman, just like this Puranjana becomes a woman in next life. So, you know, so at that, whatever activities one performs throughout one's life, it is for certain that in the next life we'll going to attain whatever is the depending on the state of his mind. So it is therefore very, very important that we should not be too much attached to friends, relatives, sons, daughter, home, this, that. So the more we are attached to all these things, then it is for certain that we have to take birth in the same house, but not as a human being, but as a rat or a cat. So, or dog. So that's why it is very, very important to remember Krishna at the time of death. So at the time of death, it is not so easy to remember Krishna at the time of death. There's a Prabhupada always, whenever he used to travel, he always used to sing one bhajan that Krishna tvadiya pada pankaja panjarantam advaivame vishatu manasa rajahansa prana prayana samaye kafavata pittai kanthavarodhana vidau smaranam kutaste. So Krishna tvadiya pada pankaja panjarantam. So when my mind will be engrossed in the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, stem of the lotus flower, stem of the lotus feet. So when my mind will be completely engrossed in the lotus flower, stem of the lotus flower, so this is a comparison given. Krishna tvadiya paja pankaja. So this is the lotus feet are, the feet are, Lord's lotus feet, Lord's feet are compared to the lotus flower. So it is compared to the lotus feet. So when my mind will be engaged in the lotus feet of the Lord, Krishna's lotus feet, so I am not sure that at the time of death I'll be able to remember Krishna, because my body will be, it will become so invalid that with my these eyes becomes very weak in old age, the ears becomes very weak in old age, all the senses becomes very weak in old age. If someone wants to read some books, he is not able to see. He is, despite of using spectacles, he is not able to read. So despite of using the hearing aids, he is not able to hear. So it is best that one can live very spiritual life, especially if one is taking to the brahmachari life, is a very nice, because he is having very energetic young body, he can hear the class very attentively, he can do shravanam very attentively, and he can do smaranam also very attentively, and he has got very nice eyes so that he can read Srimad Bhagavadita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitan Charitamrita, all literatures. And so the old man, even he want to eat something, he is not able to eat. He finds it is very difficult to gulp the foodstuffs. It becomes very difficult. And at the time of death, because when Yavana Raja with his soldiers, the soldiers are compared to the diseases, various diseases are attacked to Puranjana, the city of Puranjana, with nine gates, is attacked by the soldiers. The soldiers are compared to diseases. Because of his different diseases, he is not able to perform any activity very well. Even though he has many desires, like Akbar, no? Once he was taken to one old man with his daughter by his minister Birbal, and but that old man at the time of his death, he was staring at Akbar's daughter. So by this we can understand that Even in the old age, one cannot become free from all material desires. So it is better to replace our material desires. And when we keep on practicing this Krishna consciousness, one time will come that all of our body and senses will be illuminated by spiritual knowledge, and it become completely spiritualized. Just like Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, Gopal Bhatt Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Prabhupada, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, all of them, they all have spiritualized their body. And in Maharashtra also, the great saint, Sant Tukaram Maharaj, at the time of death, at the time of his leaving this world, the Garuda came and he went to the Vaikuntha. So like that, we can spiritualize our body and senses. So just like all our acharyas, so they all spiritualize their body, previous acharyas. So like that, we can spiritualize our body and senses, and we can attain the ultimate goal. So, and we can free from all material desires. So at the time of death, we don't have to think of all material. And this material attraction, they give temporary material happiness. These are material happiness are not permanent happiness. This is just the imagination of the mind. And because of that, one is getting happiness for temporarily. So, on the other hand, the spiritual happiness is eternal. Brahma Sokyam Tvanantam. So this is eternal happiness. So when a person becomes weak from the attack of old age, the family members, servants and secretaries do not care for him. He is then unable to counteract this. Thus, he becomes more and more anxious and laments his frightful condition. So, one becomes very, very fearful. He becomes frightful. In that frightful condition, the fear is compared to the Yavanaraj. In the allegory of King Puranjana's story, so one becomes more and more afraid. So one who takes shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, one becomes automatically free from the fear. Here we can in old age, the materialistic person in his old age, even though he becomes invalid, he still becomes attached to his home, relatives, friend and his wife and son and daughter, and he thinks that so they will he is simply thinking he is actually expecting his sons and daughters should take care of him, obey his instructions. But on the other hand, they are not obeying. They just say, yes, we'll follow your instruction, yes, you are giving us good instruction, good advice, yes, we will follow. But actually they are not following whatever he says. And already he is suffering by his old age, invalidity. He is not able to sit. He is, while sitting also, his backbone is paining like anything. If he wants to eat something, he is not able to eat. If he wants to see something, he is not able to see. So because of his invalidity and he undergoes suffering due to various diseases. The lots of pain is there in his body. Already lots of pain he is undergoing. And on top of it, many people are making different comments about him. And he just cannot tolerate it. Once upon a time, he was commanding all of his family members as if like the king of his house. But now, because of the material nature, now the situation is, even though he is trying to the best of his ability to command over all of his members, but no one is listening to him. So before such a stage comes, it is better to take sannyas. One should go into the very retired life, and one can take to brahmacharya vrata, and one should take sannyas. So one should not be in that particular condition of old age, that all these. But the one, as I told you earlier, as we narrated earlier, that the more one becomes old in Krishna consciousness, when while practicing Krishna consciousness, the more one becomes old, his gravity in devotional service increases more and more, and he becomes more advanced in Krishna consciousness also, and all other people, all others are also getting lots of inspiration from such a old Vaishnava, and his body becomes such a valuable asset for the society, ISKCON society, and the many the conditioned souls like me approaching such great Vaishnavas and taking great benefit from them, and they are giving valuable instructions. So in this way one should live very pure life, Krishna conscious life, and one should make one's life perfect, and one should attain the ultimate goal of life, the Krishna's lotus feet and Krishna's service and the spiritual world. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So if any comments are there, if you think that you should give some more comments are required, or if more explanation is required for this particular verse, then you are free to share the comments. You can ask Prabhuji, please give more comments, so that we all will be benefited by that comment.
Very nice class. Many wonderful points. It was very interesting to me, because I am in that stage of life that you talk about. I think everybody else here is junior by 30 years or 20 years. Like that. But it's interesting to see the idea of an old Vaishnav as a service opportunity. But you know, you have to understand the devotees, they don't like to have so much service given to them. You know, they just like avoid it. But the spiritual masters, he takes on this obligation of taking service or giving service to people for their purification. And this whole process, a very nice process, is all about, as you say, purifying the mind and bringing the mind to Krishna's service. So we see that the non-devotee, he sees Krishna, his eyes go back and forth, he's wondering, what does he want? He wants everything from me. He wants my money, he wants my time, he wants my energy, he wants my body, he wants my soul, he wants everything. It's very frightening to him, because he's in ignorance and he doesn't know what is the great reward that Krishna wants to give him, loving devotional exchange. He doesn't know that. So this is our in Krishna consciousness, if you spend 20, 30, 40 years developing, trying to develop Krishna consciousness, it's very elusive. Maya can come at any moment and madman. But if you spend those many years, then at the time of death, it's very easy to make the transition, because you know what you should be thinking about. And you're not thinking, what does he want from me? What is he going to take from me? Now I'm losing everything. Oh no. And there's a panic that sets in. So you grasp for this straw or that straw. You know, for some remembered loving relationship with the opposite sex or whatever, or your bank balance or something like this. So very nice class. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. So as Prabhuji